Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, you played in New York with our next guest, same time. I always had a lot of respect for Chad Pennington. He was a winner, innately a winner, a really smart guy. He was a Rhodes Scholar at Marshall back in the day, you know, son of a coach, and he was a former first-round pick back in 2000. Of course, he wound up going to the Dolphins a little bit as well, got them to the playoffs. So let's talk quarterback shop with Chad Pennington. Chad, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How you fellas doing?
We're doing awesome, man. And, you know, I introduced you as a Rhodes Scholar because I think it's really interesting. So you were, for those who might not recall, the Jets had four first-round picks off the Keyshawn Johnson trade back in 2000, right? And you were one of the four selections, right? And you had a chance, Chad, despite having this great mental capacity and aptitude as a smart guy, you sat for the first 2 years. I think you only threw 20 or 25 passes combined. When you look at these young guys, whether it's Zach Wilson now, whether it's Lawrence, eventually Fields getting more and Trey Lance as well, and of course Mac Jones, are you surprised how quickly these young quarterbacks are thrown out there nowadays?
I'm not surprised at all. I think that the lack of patience is certainly something that we see in the NFL. But then also, I think it is really determined by the organization and where they are at that specific time. You know, for Patrick Mahomes, they had the luxury of having Alex Smith there. When Green Bay went through it with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, they had the luxury. For me, I had Vinny Testaverde. And so sometimes these teams aren't afforded the luxury of having a great veteran there that can hold the fort down while the young guy's learning. And so what's happening now is that we're forcing the younger quarterbacks to play earlier. Now, they are coming into the league, I think, a little bit more prepared because they're open to some more resources that are available to them as they're growing up. But at the same time, it's still a process. A rookie is still a rookie.
Yeah.
It's just the way that it is.
Yeah, you just haven't seen enough, despite what they think they can teach them in the short time that they have them before the regular season starts for these rookies. You know, Chad, do you think that, you know, the offenses as they've evolved, and I know you've seen this where there's, I mean, some of these teams do RPOs, you know what I mean? And there's zone reading with Lamar Jackson. They're making the college offense more, I think, accessible or friendly in the NFL. You think that's helping them play earlier and have some success, as we've seen? Some of these guys, like Kyler Murray, he was Rookie of the Year. He looked fantastic as a rookie.
Well, it certainly can. It certainly helps their transition, I would say, because I remember coming into the league and people would tell me that you can't throw the bubble screen in the NFL. And now look at how many bubble screens we throw now. So the game has evolved. I think these offenses they've had to adapt to some of these things because the defensive players are so good and so athletic. You've got to really put them, you know, in conflict and make them hesitate to have a chance. And so some of the things that have been prominent in our college game are now working in the pro game. At the end of the day, though, a quarterback has to be able to stay in the pocket in the pro game and deliver the football with accuracy and timing. That will never go away regardless of what we add to the scheme.
Yeah, no. Now, with that being said, we have a big game tonight, the Ravens and the Raiders on ESPN and Monday Night Football. And Lamar Jackson, who's already got an MVP, he's pushed his team a step closer into the postseason every single year. We don't know if he's mastered that yet. If he doesn't, can he ultimately be a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
He can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback with the right team, right? It's all about the players around the quarterback that can create that success. For him as an individual quarterback to be ultimately one of the greatest to ever play this game, especially with the skill set that he has, he certainly has to continue to work on his passing ability, being able to dissect defenses, make reads, make tough throws. There's no doubt he can make tough throws on the run. He can create a lot of problems with his feet. But as we've seen, as players progress and they get more tape upon you, you've got to make sure that you protect yourself running the football. That's why running backs, it's tough on them, right, taking that beating week in and week out. And so that's something that he's got to continue to work on while he's using his legs as a younger player. As he gets older, he's certainly got to start to rely on his arm more and more.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Chad Pennington, former first-round pick back in 2000. Played 11 years in the NFL, battled back from some serious shoulder injuries, and one of the good guys in the game, smart guy. By the way, two-time completion percentage leader. Now, when you retired, Chad, I think you were number one. You're just folding down the list like a ton of bricks, man. It's like they're forgetting about you.
Man, with all these bubble screens and stuff, completion percentage.
Yeah, you're not joking, man.
It's true.
So you're not joking.
He's not. It's definitely a different game. Let me ask you this. So the Sam Darnold that we saw with the Jets, and we could waste everybody's time and talk about the lack of weapons, the O-line, the lack of innovation with coaching. He was not put in a good position to succeed. But the Sam Darnold that you saw yesterday, I know when you have McCaffrey, life's a lot easier, but did you notice somebody processing things quicker? Did he look better? Did he look different to you?
No question. I saw a decisive quarterback. I saw a confident quarterback. I saw a quarterback who made plays with his arm and made plays with his leg. It was just a quarterback that was just different. And the reason that it's different is that it's been a process. He's been in the league 3 years. He's understanding how this goes and works. And so really important that we still remain patient with our quarterbacks, right? And that's something that is kind of a lost art. We think these guys, listen, you can't dump a billion-dollar organization on a 21- and 22-year-old. You just can't. And even Tom Brady, that wasn't dumped in his lap that early. He wasn't asked to win every game early. He was asked only to do his small part. And then once he started to mature as a quarterback, he could then start to take on more of the responsibility to try and go win the game.
Yeah.
And that's what I think you saw yesterday in Sam, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, especially in New York, Chad, you know that better than anybody. You know, if you were given that responsibility when you were 21, all right, Chad, go out there, do this. This is New York. There's no pressure. The 75,000 fans in the stadium.
80,000 in the old stadium.
True. And 6 million that are opining about this in a social media world. Yeah, don't worry about them at all. Just go out there and play. And by the way, your O-line sucks. Let's talk about Zach Wilson. You know, Zach now has come into the league. He experienced some adversity in that first half of that game. I was calling the game, so we saw it. But in the second half, there was like a flipping of the switch, I think both for him and for Mike LaFleur, who is also a rookie as an offensive coordinator and a first time calling plays. And he was down on the sideline, so he couldn't even see it, from the high view. You know, what did you make of Zach Wilson's first start as the Jets' new starting quarterback?
Well, you saw a rookie quarterback, and that's what you see from your rookies. You see some spurts of greatness, some potential, the reason why you drafted the kid, and then you see a rookie quarterback going through the bumps and bruises of learning how to be a professional quarterback. Even on the scramble for the touchdown, you can see he actually misses the post in the pocket. Well, that's just part of the learning process to understand the reads, the timing of the reads, when the football is delivered. It's just different. That's just the way that it is. But you can certainly see with Zach that he has the ability to be a franchise quarterback. He has the ability to make throws when his feet aren't set and to be able to move around and extend plays and to be accurate and push the ball down the field. That's why the Jets drafted him. Now the key is to build around Zach and make sure that he has the people around him to be successful and can help him carry the load until he's ready. He's not going to be ready right now to carry the entire load, but he can still be successful and help you win football games. There's just a time and place for that, and right now is not the time nor the place.
I want to ask you something about Baker, but I'm going to put you on the spot here, Chad. So if you owned a team, right, put both of these quarterbacks in the microwave and, you know, open the door in 5, 6, 7 years, would you rather have Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold?
Oh, goodness. I think they are pretty similar. I really do. I think they're similar players. I think they have great arm talent. They can move around in the pocket. And so I think that's still a toss-up right now. I think that's, you know, we got to wait to see what happens with Sam's development in Carolina as well as Zach's development in New York. Both organizations got to make sure they do the right things because I think they're both talented. We've got some really talented young quarterbacks. But at the same time, that doesn't mean their situations are going to be handled correctly.
Yeah, that's true. And then you look at somebody like Baker, who has an offensive line. He's got, you know, one of the top 5-6 running backs in football. He's got another running back that's one of the top 15 or so in Kareem Hunt. He's got weapons all over the place, innovative coaching. He's set up to succeed. My question about Baker Mayfield, and I know he's going to win them a lot of games. They might win the division. Hell, they could get to the Super Bowl and win it this year. I love their team, their defense, everything about them. But Tiki dropped the stat, and he's magnificent with play action. I think he was 8 for 8.
Eight for eight
in play action yesterday. Chad, my only concern, and I'm pro Baker, but my only question about Baker is when the opponent knows that he has to throw and it's fourth quarter and there's no play action, you're throwing. Is he good enough to win a Super Bowl that way?
He does have the arm talent. I noticed that at the Senior Bowl as well as the Combine. I don't think people realize what a great passer he is. He can really pass the football. He has great arc and pace on the ball. He can throw three-dimensionally, not just two-dimensionally into windows, but he can get the ball up and down into pockets, which you have to do in the NFL. I think really the biggest challenge for him, knowing that he's always played with a chip on his shoulder, he was a two-time walk-on to both universities, you know, he's got to understand himself and know when to take those risks and when not to. A lot of times playing quarterback in the NFL, it's not the decision that you do make, it's the one that you don't make that keeps your team from losing the game rather than going and trying to win the game. And so I think that is probably the biggest challenge for him, is making sure that he makes really, really good decisions. But as far as throwing, passing the football, he's phenomenal at passing the football for sure. In the pocket, play action, on the run, I think he does a really good job at all of it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Chad, you are the spokesperson for college football's Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year Award. And I think I did remember this, but in your playing days, you were a two-time Comeback Player of the Year Award winner in the NFL. And so this year, COSIDA and the Mayo Clinic have recognized over 100 college football student athletes and donated $100,000 in scholarships. And Debo Samuel was one of these award winners, as was Antoine Winfield Jr. Tell us a little bit more about this Comeback Player of the Year Award. I think it's great. It's overcoming adversity. A lot of these kids are going to go through this, and it's easy to quit, but some of them, you know, really shine through and do great things.
It's definitely a neat initiative, and it's an honor to be a part of it. You know, the Mayo Clinic, for anybody that knows them and the research they do, they know that an answer can help one find their way. And that's why they're honoring these football student-athletes for their perseverance. And so every week we'll recognize three players from all levels of college football that are making comebacks, whether it be from injury, illness, or other challenges. And then at the end of the season, three Mayo Clinic Comeback Players of the Year will be honored at the Fiesta Bowl. And Mayo Clinic will actually donate $30,000 in scholarships on their behalf. And so last year, we had Kenneth Horsey of Kentucky, Silas Kelly of Coastal Carolina, and Jared Broussard of Colorado. Kenneth has a great story. Came back from open-heart surgery. I mean, can you imagine?
Wow, no.
What that's like. And so, you know, people can actually nominate a candidate, and they can actually learn more about their Aspire stories at comeback-player.com. But it's just, you know, being a two-time comeback player myself and just knowing the energy and the support system you have to have around you to make these comebacks, it's certainly inspirational stories, and just really proud to partner with Mayo Clinic to get these stories out for sure.
Listen, man, I'm one of them. There's not a Jets fan that I know, and I had season tickets when you were playing, Chad, for a couple of years, that doesn't have great respect for you, man. Always, always, always rooting for you. One of the good guys in the game, doing great things. Class act from minute one. Really good to have you on the show. It's been a while. Thank you, buddy.
Really appreciate you guys having me. Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Chad.
There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.